Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Matis Masei, that is Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Chaf. And we have learned that Shevet Gad and Reuven had an incredible amount of livestock and approached Moshe with a suggestion that they stay on this side of the Jordan, as was great and expansive and was full of pasture. Now the suggestion would instill fear in the hearts of the rest of Bnei Israel, so Moshe gave them some pretty solid mussar. They counted that they would only build pens for the livestock and fortified cities for their children, and then not only would they join the Bnei Israel in the conquest of Eretz Israel, they would also lead at the head of the troops and not return until everyone received their portions. So the pasuk starts, Vayimar lehem Moshe, and Moshe said to them, Im tasanus levar hazeh, if you do this thing, Im techatz lefnei Hashem lamelchama, if you arm yourselves for battle before Hashem for war, Va'avar lechem kol chotzes hayartem fnei Hashem, and all of your armed men will cross the Jordan before Hashem, Ad Rishu es Oivel Mipanov, until he drives out his enemies from before him, V'nechvesha ha'aretz lefnei Hashem v'achar teshuvu, and the land shall be conquered before Hashem, and then you shall return. V'yisem nikiyem me'Hashem me'Yisrael, and you shall be vindicated from Hashem and from Yisrael, V'yisa ha'aretz hazos lechem l'achuz lefnei Hashem, and this land shall be for you as inheritance before Hashem. Vim lois asun kain, if you do not do so, hinei chatasam l'Hashem, then your sin will be to Hashem, udu'u chatascham asher timso eschem, and know that your sin will encounter you. Binulachem armotapchem ugeres lotzainachem, build for yourselves cities for your children and pens for your sheep, vayotim pichem tasu, and that which has come out of your mouths, you shall do. Let's just see the second Rashi in Pasuk Chav Dalid, vayotim pichem tasu, ligavaya, you shall do that for Hashem. Shekibaltam lechem lavro l'muchama ad kibish v'chiluk, you had accepted yourselves to go out to wage war until not only the land was conquered, but also after it was divided. Moshe Rabbeinu had only told them that you can go out to fight and conquer it, and then you can go back to your children. However, they had accepted upon themselves until it's also divided. They added on that they're going to delay the other 7 years that it took to divide the land, and that's actually what they did. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chafei. And the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven said to Moshe, saying, Avodecha yasu kasher adonim Tzaveh, your servants shall do like our master has said. Tapenu nashenu mekneinu v'chobem tenu yusham b'arei ha-Gilad. Our children and wives and livestock and animals, they shall be over there in the cities of Gilad. Vavadecha yavru kol chalutzol v'fnei Hashem l'mochama, and your servants shall cross over armed for war in front of Hashem for war, kasher adoni daver, like our master has said. Vayitzav lehem Moshe, and Moshe put in charge over them Es Elazar HaKoyin ves Yeshua ben Nun ves Rashi Avos HaMatzos b'nei Yisrael, Elazar HaKoyin, Yeshua ben Nun, and the heads of the Shvatim of b'nei Yisrael. Vayomer Moshe lehem, and Moshe said to them, Im yavru b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven itchem es Yarden kol chalutz l'muchama lefnei Hashem, if b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven, they cross over the Jordan with you armed for battle before Hashem, v'nechbash ha'aretz lefneichem, and they conquer the land before you, unesatem lehem es eretz hagir l'achuza, you shall give them the land of Gilad as their inheritance. And if they do not cross over armed with you, they shall inherit with you in Eretz Canaan. And Bnei Gad b'nei Reuven spoke up, saying, that which Hashem had spoken to your servants, so we shall do. We shall cross over armed before Hashem into the land of Canaan. And with us, meaning under our control, will be the heritage of our inheritance on the other side of the Yarden. And Moshe gave them. Who did he give? Livnei Gad, Livnei Reuven, Vilachatzi Shevet Menashe ben Yosef, and also half of Shevet Menashe ben Yosef. We haven't heard about them until now. What did he give them? As Mamlecha Sichon Melech Amori, the kingdom of Sichon, the king of Amori, Ves Mamlecha Oig Melech Bashan, and the kingdom of Oig, the king of Bashan, Haaretz, the land, Le'areh Begvulas, with its cities and its boundaries, Ari Haaretz Saviv, and the cities of the surrounding land. Vayivnu Bnei Gad, and the sons of God built, as Divan Vesataris Ves Areir, Ves Atres Shaifan, Ves Yazer Vyagbaha, Ves Bez Nimra, Ves Bez Haran Ari, they built all these cities, and they built cities that were fortified and pens for their sheep. Ubnei Reuven banu, and Bnei Reuven built as Cheshbon ves Elolei ves Kiryasayim ves Nevoi ves Balma Ein Musabois Shem. They had changed and altered their names ves Sivma vayikru veshemos as Shemos Arma Sherbanu, and they called the names of the cities they had built. They called them different names. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamaches ves Nevoi ves Balma Ein Musabois Shem Nevoi Balma Ein Shemos Avodes Halilim Hem. They were the names of idols. Vayu Amirim Karma Reim Al Shem Avodes Halilim Shalom. The Merim called their cities by the names of their idols. Bnei Reuven heisebu as shemam l'shem zacherim. Bnei Reuven altered their names to different names. Vezeu Musa b'is shem. Nevoi ubam ein Musa b'is l'shem acher. They were changed to a different name. Vesivma ba'u sivma. He built the city. Vehi sivam ha'amru l'mala. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamites. Vayelchu bnei Machir b'Menashe Gilada vayel kedua. And the sons of Machir b'Menashe went to Gilad and conquered it. Vayarash asamer sherba and drove out the Meri that were in it. Vayiten Moshe as Gilad l'Machir b'Menashe veishavba. And Moshe gave Gilad to Machir b'Menashe. Menashe, and he dwelled in it. V'yar ben Menashe halach, and Yair the son of Menashe, he went. V'yilkod es chavosehem, and he conquered all of its environs, all the villages around it. V'yikrasen chavos Yair, and he called them chavos Yair, the villages of Yair. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk mem aleph, chavosehem, kafroneha in their villages. V'yikrasen chavos Yair, why is it that he called them his name? Lefi shaloi hayu loy banim, he didn't have any children. Karam b'shmoy lezikaron, so he called these villages after him as a remembrance. Back to chumash pasuk mem beis, v'noivach halach, and noivach went. V'yilkod es kenos ves b'nei Yisrael, and he conquered kenos and her surroundings and her suburbs. V'yikrala noivach b'shmoy, and he called it noivach in his name. And we continue right away with parshas Maaseh. That's parak lamed gimel pasuk aleph. And the final parsha of chumash b'midbar begins with listing the journeys and travels of the b'nei Yisrael in the midbar. And the pasuk tells us ela maaseh b'nei Yisrael. These are the journeys of the b'nei Yisrael asher yatzu me'eretz Mitzrayim l'tzivaisam, who had went forth from Mitzrayim according to their legions b'yad Moshe v'Aaron, in the hands of Moshe and Aaron, meaning they were leading Klal Yisrael. And let's see Rashi over here, pasuk aleph. Ela maaseh. Rashi asks, why is it that we have to list all these journeys? To teach us the great kindness of Hashem. Even though Hashem was geyser, and he had said they have to wander around the midbar. Don't say that they were wandering around all 40 years and they had no rest. There was only 42 journeys. Remove 14 of those. Those actually took place in the first year in the midbar before the gzera that they wouldn't be allowed in Eretz Yisrael and that they would have to wander around. Because Mishanosum Ramses, Ajibol Risma, Misham Nishtachlam Raglim, from when they went to Ramses all the way until Risma, that's where the Miraglim were sent from. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Vachar Nasu Amichatzeres, Shlachlucha Anoshim. And Vakanu Emret says, Vayisu Michatzeres, Vayachanu Berisma. Lamadnu we learned, Shehib Midbar Paron. Va'id, and furthermore, Haitse Misham Shmoina Masaris, take out another 8 journeys, Shayul Achar Mises Aaron, that was after Aaron died, Meharahar Ad Arvis Maiv, Vishnas Arbaim, that was in the 40th year. Nimsa Shakal Shmoinu Shleshim Shana, this teaches us that all 38 years that they were wandering around, Lo Yinasu El Esrim Asayis, they only traveled 20 times. Zem Yisad Yishal Reb Moshe Darshan. Now for Rabbi Tanchuma Darsh by Joshua Acheres, why is it that we have all these journeys listed? Mashal Melech Shahayah B'nai Chayla, this is a parable to a king whose son was very sick. V'ilicha L'makam Rachek L'Rapaisai, and he had to bring him to a faraway place in order to heal him. Kimin Shayu Chayzim, once they were coming back and after he was healed, Hischol Aviv Mayna Kal Masayis, his father started lovingly counting all the journeys and all the different things they went through. Amar Lahi told him, Kan Yoshananu, over here we slept. Kanu Karnu, over here we were cold. Kan Choshash Ez Reshcha, over here you had a headache. And so too, just before Klal Yisrael were about to go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem lovingly counted all the different journeys, all the trials, all the tribulations, all the good times, just in order to show how much He loves Klal Yisrael. So back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. V'yichtev Moshe, and Moshe wrote, Es Maitza'ayhem L'maseihem Al Pi Hashem, their goings according to their journeys by the word of Hashem, V'yilamaseihem L'maitza'ayhem, and these are their journeys according to their goings. V'yisum Ramses B'chodesh HaRishon, and they traveled from Ramses in the first month, B'chamish Asur Yom L'chodesh HaRishon, the 15th day of the first month, Mimachas HaPesach, the day after Pesach, Yotzu B'nei Yisrael B'yad Ramah, Klal Yisrael went out with an outstretched arm, L'ein Yikol Mitzrayim, in front of all Mitzrayim. U'Mitzrayim Mekabrim, and Mitzrayim were burying, Es Asher Hiko Hashem Bohem Kol Bachar, that which Hashem had struck all their firstborns, U'Beiloyahem Os Hashem Shvatim, and Hashem carried out judgment against their gods. V'yisu B'nei Yisrael Meramses, and B'nei Yisrael traveled from Ramses, V'yachanu B'Sukkos, and they encamped in Sukkos. V'yisu Me'Sukkos, and they traveled from Sukkos, V'yachanu B'Esam, and they encamped in Esam, Asher B'Ktzeh Midbar, that was at the edge of the Midbar. V'yisu Me'Esam, and they traveled from Esam, V'yashav Al Pi'achiris, and they turned back to Pi'achiris, Asher Al Pnei Baal Tzifayin, which was before Baal Tzifayin, V'yachanu Lufnei Migdal, and they encamped before Migdal. V'yisu Pi'achiris, and they traveled from Pi'achiris, V'yavru B'Sei Chayam Midbara, and they traveled through the Yam towards the Midbar, V'yachu Derech Shlishas Yom Midbar Esam, and they went a journey of 3 days in Midbar Esam, V'yachanu B'Mara, and they encamped in Mara. V'yisu Mimara, and they traveled from Mara, V'yavu Elima, they came to Elim, U've'Elim Shtemesrei Yenois Mayim Shivim Tamar V'yachanu Sham, and in Elim there were 12 springs of water and 72 date palms, and they encamped over there. V'yisu Me'Elim V'yachanu Al Yamsof, and they traveled from Elim and they encamped at the Yamsof. V'yisu Me'Yamsof V'yachanu Midbar Sin, and then encamped in Midbar Sin. V'yisu Midbar Sin V'yachanu B'Dafka, then encamped in Dafka. V'yisu Midafka V'yachanu Ba'Alosh, and encamped in Alosh. V'yisu Me'Alosh V'yachanu B'Refidim, then encamped in Refidim. V'loy Hayashal Mayim Lo'am Lishtois, there was no water for the nation to drink. V'yisu Me'Refidim, they traveled from Refidim. V'yachanu Midbar Sinai, and they encamped in Midbar Sinai. V'yisu Midbar Sinai V'yachanu B'Kivras HaTava, they encamped over there. V'yisu B'Kivras HaTava V'yachanu B'Chatzeres. V'yisu B'Chatzeres, and they traveled from Chatzeres V'yachanu B'Risma, and they encamped in Risma. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudches, V'yachanu B'Risma, Al Shem Lashon Hara Shel Meraglim. It was called this name because of the Lashon Hara that the Meraglim spoke. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Ma Yitein Lecho, Ma Yosef Lach, Lashon Remia. What does your tongue of Remia, your deceitful tongue, help you? Chitze Gibor Shinunim, Im Gacheli Resamim, along with coals of Resamim. So because of their deceitful tongues, their Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael, this place was called Risma. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches, V'yasu Me'Risma, V'yachanu B'Rimayim Paretz, and then camped in Rimayim Paretz, V'yasu Me'Rimayim Paretz, V'yachanu B'Livna, V'yasu Me'Livna, V'yachanu B'Risa, Vayesu Meir Yisrael Veyachnu Bekeilasa. Vayesu Mekeilasa Veyachnu Bahar Shafer. Vayesu Meir Shafer Veyachnu Becharada. Vayesu Mecharada Veyachnu Makeilos. Vayesu Makeilos Veyachnu Besachas. Vayesu Misachas Veyachnu Besarach. Vayesu Misarach Veyachnu Bemiska. Vayesu Miska Veyachnu Bechashmoina. Vayesu Mechashmoina Veyachnu Meiseiros. Vayesu Meiseiros Veyachnu Bevnei Yakon. Vayesu Bnei Yakon Veyachnu Bechor Hagid God. Vayesu Mechor Hagid God Veyachnu Beitvasa. Vayesu Beitvasa Veyachnu Bavroina. Vayesu Mehavroina Veyachnu Betzen Gover. Vayesu Mehatzen Gover Veyachnu Bemidbar Sin. He Kadesh, that is Kadesh. Vayesu Mekadesh, and they journeyed from Kadesh Veyachnu Behar, and they encamped in Har Biktzei Eretz Edom, at the edge of the land of Edom. Vayal Aaron HaKoyin El Har Al Pi Hashem Vayamos Sham. And Aaron HaKoyin, he went up to the top of Har by the word of Hashem, and he died over there. Veshnasar Arbaim Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. It was the 40th year that Bnei Yisrael had left the land of Mitzrayim. B'chodesh HaChamishi Bechel Chodesh, on the fifth month, the first of the month, Va'aron ben Shalosh Ve'esrim Mas Shana. Aaron was 123 years old B'moyse Barahar when he died at Harahar. And Rashi, the next pasuk, tells us that it was because Aaron HaKoyin died and the Anani HaKavod now left Klal Yisrael, so Amalek and the Kenani thought they could attack. So the next pasuk tells us Vayishma Kenani Melech Arad, and the Kenani, the king of Arad, heard. And who's the Kenani? V'hu Yeshev Ben Negev Be'eretz Kenan. He dwells in the south of Eretz Kenan. B'vay Bnei Yisrael, when the Bnei Yisrael approached, and they waged war against them. Vayizum Harahar, and they traveled from Harahar. Vayachnu B'Tzalmoina, and they camped in Tzalmoina. Vayizum B'Tzalmoina, Vayachnu B'Funoin. Vayizum B'Funoin, Vayachnu Be'Avais. Vayizum Me'Avais, Vayachnu B'Yevarim B'Gvulmayav. Vayizum Me'Yim, Vayachnu B'Divan God. Vayizum B'Divan God, Vayachnu B'Almain Divlasoima. Vayizum B'Almain Divlasoima, Vayachnu B'Arei Avarim Lefnei Nevoi. Vayizum B'Arei Avarim, Vayachnu B'Arvais Mayav, and they encamped in the plains of Mayav, Al Yarden Yerechai, on the bank of the Jordan, opposite Yerechai. Vayachnu Al Yarden, and encamped on the Jordan, Mibes HaYishimais Ad Avel HaShitim, from Beis HaYishimais all the way till Avel Shitim, Ba'arvais Mayav, in the plains of Mayav. And let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Test, his last Pasuk, Mibes HaYishimais Ad Avel HaShitim, Kan Limetcha Shir Machan Yisrael Yud Beis Mil. Over here, the Pasuk is teaching us that the size of the camp of Yisrael was 12 mil. Damar Rab Barbachani teaches us, Lindidi Chaz Yuliyahu Asra, I saw that entire place, and it was 12 mil. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.